The views expressed on this show belong to the show host, guests, and callers, and do not represent Sorensen Media Group in any way, shape, or form. This show serves in the public's interest, and SMG reserves the right to maintain control of the show as to keep within the guidelines of the FCC.
If you have any comments or complaints, you can contact SMG.
At SMG, we strive to present the best product we can. We value your opinion, and we thank you so much for listening and tuning in to News Talk K57.
Join Ran and Jenny Kaufman on a celestial journey every Friday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. You could be standing on the edge of heaven right here on News Talk K57.
The food we eat, the lifestyle we live, and chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte in Tamuning or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355. Smooch Owl Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Smooch Owl offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend a Smooch Owl to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school. They can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to a Smooch Owl to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. A Smooch Owl is located in Agaña next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276. The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jeff's Pirates Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4 right on a beautiful windward beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jeff's famous Chamorro Fiesta Plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jeff's Pirates Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And start out, folks, early morning, get that breakfast, Jose's Mexican omelet. Unbelievable. Jump over to Jose's Taco Tuesdays, triple tacos. Unbelievable variety. And then, of course, today, Friday, shrimp scampi, deep fried calamari rings, fish and shrimp combo, and my very favorite, whole parrotfish. And then Jeff's Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jeff's Pirates Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646. We'll see you there.
Edge of Heaven message.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe and how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know, I believe. And how? You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. You stick around. Now, it may show. I don't know. I don't know. Something in the way she knows, and all I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know, I believe. And how? Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know, I believe. And how? Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe. And how? The love you take is equal to the love you make. Love, 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 Gwaija, Gwaija, Gwaija.
Catch The Edge of Heaven Fridays from 6:30 to 8 p.m. right here on News Talk K57.
Oh boy, what the world needs now, folks. Okay, so what we're talking about is the pursuit of happiness. And in the pursuit of happiness, let's think about some kind of like some practicing kind of individual nature about, because of course the pursuit is very individual, because your happiness is completely determined on yourself, and it's within yourself that's going to create the happiness. Okay, first of all, so you can look at the smallest elements in your life to find out more about your nature and how you can best learn these spiritual practices that are going to give you the happiness. Spirituality is happiness. Finding yourself in a space where no matter what happens to you, you retain your happiness. This is what spirituality is all about. So do you prefer to follow rigid rules, or are you more intuitive and self-guided? So this is kind of as a nature. You know, are you a rigid kind of person following rigid rules, or are you more intuitive and kind of taking it as it comes and self-guided as opposed to rigid rules? Now, do you always rinse and repeat? In other words, are you always following the directions of whatever's on the shampoo that you're using, or the toothbrush, or whatever, the toothpaste? So do you carefully measure ingredients while cooking? For example, suppose you're going to mix a drink of some protein powder or healthy greens powder, and the label says add 3 level teaspoons to water. Do you do it? Do you carefully measure 3 level teaspoons, or just plop in a couple of heaping tablespoons? Either way is fine. However, you can use simple daily examples to explore questions such as how you like to follow instructions. There are benefits to the rigid approach, of course, and also to the less rigid approach. The best way to practice is to understand yourself well enough to know what kinds of guidance and training help you the most. Do you prefer to learn from books, from teachers, in a large group where everyone is doing the practice in the same way, or on your own? As a complex being, you will probably find that some mixture of these different approaches will suit you. So there's all kinds of ways of entering into this this world of happiness through spirituality. Now, you can use these spiritual practices to really purify and strengthen and elevate your body, mind, and spirit, all within the realm of happiness. All three are connected with each other. For example, your practices to purify and strengthen your body. You always want to eat well. You always want a good night's sleep. You always want to exercise. And then if, in fact, you want to do some 96-hour fasts, if you want to go into longer fasts, of course, always go through a doctor. And these are all things that you can do to strengthen your body into this aspects. And then, of course, you get an increased flow of energy. You know, one of the good friend of mine, this guy, Tom Guest, a long time ago, he had an unbelievable amount of energy. I could always was envious of his energy level. And finally, I approached him and says, Tom, where do you get all your energy? Where does this come from? He looked at me straight in the face. He goes, you exercise. You exercise, you get energy. That's flat out. And so consequently, What I do is how old I am, that many sit-ups or that many push-ups or that many leg lifts, that many deep knee bends. So every year I add one more. And it doesn't seem to be a problem. But that seems to work individually. Remember, it's all individual, whatever you do. But I'll tell you, you know, if I don't do the exercises, it's a very conscious thought, what's the matter with you? You know, this is something it's not a choice into that aspect for myself personally. It's something that's within my lifestyle. So practices for your body. Now, this is practices, of course, yoga postures. Now, yoga postures are interesting. I used to be able to sit and do a full lotus. I could probably get back into do a full lotus and get relaxed. And if I can do pretty good, I can get maybe one heel up on my thigh and maybe another heel up. But a full lotus is something that, you know, you have a strength, you know, and discipline to be able to do these this kind of a thing. So yoga postures. The other one I like is for your lower back. You know, everybody's always kind of complaining about your lower back. And again, what we're doing, Jenny, has to do with the pursuit of happiness and all of the things that we can do to pursue the well-being and have a happy time of it, right? And this is something that we have, you know, that ability to do. And what we're thinking about now, the different things that you can do, because that's what spirituality is. Spirituality is creating a sense of happiness within yourself. Mm. And, you know, to be able to, I did the joke about, you know, Pope, President Jose Grito. I did that joke and talked about, you know, the joy of seeing other people laugh or seeing other people, you know, in situations as a stress releaser, just, you know, having that ability to be able to find that.
Well, you know, we have these experiences in this world, right? And they're here for a reason. It's part of the practice, right? In terms of our spiritual...
But it gives us happiness.
Oh, it totally does. Because if we know it or not, you know, at the experiential level. And so we utilize these experiences to transcend it. And, you know, when we have these... we're spiritual beings having these human experiences, right? We utilize that to transcend it. And it really is about coming from a source of love, right?
Right.
And when you're coming from a source of love, everything that you do is very in alignment with what is.
Right.
And part of the benefits from that is definitely a happy life.
Right. And one of the things that's so powerful is combating that fear.
Oh, for sure.
Because
all doubts,
around,
right?
Yeah. Well, what we have all around us, you know, constantly from different organizations, consistent streams of fear. You know, look out for China. Look out for North Korea.
We're a target.
Look out for this. Yeah, we're a target. All these kind of things. And this is how... you're controlled. This is how people are controlled through fear.
Exactly. For the masses.
For the masses. And, Cold War did it big time.
Yeah, yeah. And it's as harsh as it is, right? It protects. What do you say? That civilization helps protect us from Mother Nature.
Nature, yeah. Civilization
from nature.
Yeah.
Because nature takes over, right? If we didn't have concrete homes and typhoons, you know, we go into caves and what have you. But will that sustain a population?
Yeah, and the rule of law, which we have in civilization, to protect ourselves from each other.
Exactly.
Right? You know, because
they didn't call the Wild Wild West the Wild Wild West for nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you think about, you know, in places in the Middle East, right, where it's a dictatorship, right, and how they utilize fear to control the population as well.
Sure.
Because it's a wild, wild west, right?
Right.
And so with that being said...
And see, they know human nature.
Exactly.
And they know how crazy, without that...
Bizarre.
Without that thumb on top of you.
Exactly.
To what other things can happen.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You know, how we see, you know, of course, within a dictatorship or, you know, see fascism or, you know, within communism, you know, to be able to control as many, 3.7 billion people in China or one, I don't know, this is what, seven, we're approaching seven here on the planet.
I mean,
you talk about that immense amount of people to get a bowl of rice in everybody's hand, at least a couple times a day, and what kind of discipline it takes. But if you, into the aspect of how, the capitalism, and in this political realm, mm-hmm. we see all of this for what it is, individually, how people within their countries mm-hmm. live. But the idea is to rise above politics, mm-hmm. to rise above it into a higher realm of spirituality and see things for what they are and embrace them mm-hmm. for them and not to make
exactly.
judgments.
Exactly. And the higher spiritual realm, that reality is the reality reflecting back
right.
to us.
And what we continually search for is human rights. Mm-hmm. Because within human mm-hmm. rights, you have that, again, that spirituality.
But, yeah. For a lot of people in general, human rights, definitely. But for myself, it goes beyond that in terms of all
animal
being,
rights. Yeah, sure.
Anything. It's a different being, right. human being, yeah. dog being, cat right. being, right. gorilla
yeah.
being.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so with that being said, for me, I see all as just all beings, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so my thought in that realm is to lessen the suffering in this world, right?
Right? Where everything is,
which
is
brings
without
happiness.
Yes.
Exactly.
And the only difference is, I think, within our realm, you see like a chain where, you know, the big fish is eating the little fish.
Mm-hmm. That's a,
and
that's
the little
natural
fish is eating the tiny fish.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you see these things.
Yeah, and that's natural.
Right.
Right.
Because that's Mother Nature's way of continuum
within
a system.
Exactly.
Right.
But each of those wonderful beings out there are being themselves.
Right.
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 Wild.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two ways kind of to approach things when we talk about practicing this individual nature. One is where you have a rigid rule. Mm. And the other side of the coin is like more intuitive, just kind of comes in as it
comes.
I
like that. Yeah.
Right. Interestingly enough, individuals, mm-hmm. you know, each have like their different approach.
There's rituals. I like rituals. Rituals
right.
can be
right. Well, so that would be more rigid rules.
But you can incorporate
right.
it with the
intuitiveness. You can pick the one you want to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Because right. part of the intuitiveness is definitely a foundation of like clearing the mind, right?
Right, right. So we think about this. We think about practices, including yoga postures, your breathing exercises, and energy balancing. Now, mm-hmm. energy balancing, mm-hmm. the one I like the most, that I love, is the Tibetan spinning, because
yeah.
I really see that when you do a spin, mm-hmm. You know, you stand straight, you find a point on the wall or whatever, you put your arms out and you spin to the right, mm-hmm. and spin slowly, you know, give yourself, you know, where you are, try to get up to 21 mm-hmm. times in
yeah.
this. You're going to balance your energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to balance your inner ears. So you're not going to have times, you know, when you're dizzy or, you know, you can get up quickly mm-hmm. and you don't get dizzy, you don't get vertigo. But when you do this exercise, when you if you get to a point finally where you can go pretty quick,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can kind of spin on pretty quick, mm-hmm. and everything comes fluid.
Yeah, it's pretty
right?
wild. You create a vortex,
yeah.
your own vortex.
Yeah. And so in that aspect of that spinning, you, of course, immediately upon stopping, you close your eyes mm-hmm. and you're not dizzy.
Yeah.
You know, and then
yeah.
you just wait, right, for everything to kind of settle,
yeah.
which is interesting because yeah. everything has been spinning.
Yeah.
And because you have been in harmony mm-hmm. really with the universe mm-hmm. because everything in the universe is spinning.
Spinning, correct.
Right. And so when this occurs and you do this, you get this, you know, really
nice.
Good feeling of this energy balancing.
Nice.
Now, the purposes of making your body a worthy vessel to contain and carry this great energy mm-hmm. of your higher consciousness.
I was just talking about that today, how this is an avatar. And
right.
We have a spirit. Each and every one has a spirit.
Your higher consciousness.
Our higher consciousness, you know, the speck of flame from the source, right?
Yeah, Fauna,
exactly.
John. We got St. John over here.
St. John, Hafidhi Chetlu. And so with that being said, you know, this is an avatar, you know, and so we have to take care of the avatar.
Right.
Because without it, you know, the spirit will
right.
not have the avatar to do what it needs to do.
To gain.
Because this is
the transcending from
exactly.
the experiences.
So you're taking this macro component here, right? And it's just carrying out the physical duties that needs to be done.
Right, for
right.
whatever lessons learned
exactly.
for the continuum of the
that was
acceleration.
That was
of
planned
the
in the spiritual, the spirit realm.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so you think about this. Now, practices for your mind. Now, these practices include meditation. Now,
mm-hmm.
meditation, is this rigid rules or is this intuitiveness? I mean, if you're an intuitive kind of a carefree person, mm-hmm. would you be easier to get but I mean, individually, you can see how it would vary. Be for different people.
Exactly.
And how they'd have to do it.
And again, these are all just modalities to help us in our spiritual path, right? To just, again, not clear the mind, just reduce the noise in the mind so that we can listen, better in terms
to your higher consciousness,
yourself, your true self.
You know, if you really think about
God, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, well, into that aspect, if you really want to think about it as a real easy avenue, you know, like we are talking about right when you came in, I was talking about doing the a full lotus. You know, going into full, both heels up mm-hmm. on the thighs, right?
Yeah.
And in that, if I do that, I can only do it for a short time.
Yeah.
You know, because of
the physical restrictions.
Yeah, the physical restrictions.
Correct.
And if I just sit, you know, with cross-legged, uh-huh. you know, into this aspect of into the meditation and the comfortableness, but then right away I awaken John. Mm. You know, I merge as John. And my thoughts within John in higher consciousness in my meditation is way above whatever Rand would think.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Because Rand mm-hmm. is in the humanness, mm-hmm. where John...
It's an avatar.
Rand is the avatar.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rand's the avatar, but I guess it doesn't settle well for me. It provides a little resistance, I think, in terms of higher and lower, right?
Right. So I'm just defining it.
Different planes of consciousness.
Yeah, but it has to be, to me, it has to be in experiencing those different planes of consciousness, the awareness that's experiencing it.
Correct.
Right.
And the awareness.
And that was
where
John in the higher mm-hmm. consciousness, and it makes it definitive for mm-hmm. myself personally.
Yeah, correct.
Makes it definitive, you know, that I know who's there, kind of who's at the table. Maybe I'm more of the rigid rules guy.
Maybe, right? Type A.
Maybe where I need a name tag, you know, somewhere on me to know who's talking. You know, it's like what's that movie when they spin the token to see if they're dreaming or if they're not dreaming?
Yeah, the movie. Keeps spinning. I can't remember the movie. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
So is that coming from the mind?
Well, the source of the mind is like the transceiver, mm-hmm. or you know, on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you got a radio. So I'm going to turn on the knob, and then I'm going to turn the stations and what station I want to listen to. So in meditative thought, mm-hmm. if I turn on the radio, which is the vehicle,
I understand.
And now I'm turning my dial, and then I get to where John is there, and John is experiencing other higher consciousnesses in a thought-provoking reality of
cosmic conversation.
or a reunification of the theory of relativity and quantum mechanics. I mean, where do all these ideas mm-hmm. come from? Is it within their higher consciousness?
Well, you know, from what I understand, Ren, there's different planes of consciousness, and there's different planets, as there is planet Earth, right? And from what I understand, in terms of, again, I read literature from, you know, enlightened beings, right, that have walked this modern path, right? And so in these different planes of consciousness, it's not that it's better than another planes of consciousness, it's just different,
right?
And if you're in that plane of consciousness where you're just, if you're in that plane of consciousness where you're just having telepathy without having to have, you know, said a word, and everything is just discussed, you know, telepathy.
And that's where you're going, like, love.
Telepathically.
Love. You send that to me, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so in these areas, in these different planes of consciousness, they can also come from that space and channel humans.
Right.
In this realm.
Right, which is you.
Exactly, which doesn't make it any better or worse. It's just different.
Right.
And the potential is to be open. Right?
And happy.
And happy.
And happy.
Exactly.
And within
because
that spiritual
again, these
awareness.
Are all different modalities, right?
Right?
And so
but all encompassing happiness.
Always, that's the symptom of coming from the space, not a symptom, but that is a benefit coming from the space of always, that love.
The
love foundation, right?
Right.
When you're coming from the space of love, every intent is a an intent to always do the right thing.
So you have your meditation, and then you have, like we talked about, contemplation, and repetition of mantras, like your mantras.
Repetition of mantras, yes.
That you do.
Correct,
you know,
rituals, yeah.
Right. And then, of course, my mantra is so basic. Yeah. So just the love.
Yeah, love. Mine is, one of the mantras I have is the everything always works out for me.
Yeah, and then your affirmations.
Exactly.
You know, an affirmation.
Everything always works out for me.
Right, and present tense.
Yeah.
And that's and that rules into that creation. And then all of which polish the mirror of your mind so it can reflect divine light really and more clearly and brightly. And this is where, you know, like you're on the, you know, you're in the vehicle, right? You're in the vehicle, which is your body, and you're experiencing these things in higher consciousness, and you're rising and rising and rising, as you mentioned, into these different realms of consciousness that aren't more or better than any others.
It's different.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just different as to what it is. But the thing of it is, see, the difference what I see is that your openness and surrendering to it accept it. Because if not,
that's
you're
another
fight it.
Exactly.
Because you don't want
again,
something
again, it's that resistance, right?
Right.
And so but the very resistance could be the very lesson that you need in order to transcend it, to utilize it where you become more aware.
Where you finally surrender to that.
And surrendering is an important component to that because you have to trust the process.
Yeah, no,
as
yeah.
hard
the,
as
the
that
faith,
is.
The faith and
the trust, the process. Yeah. It's like, holy sheets, you know? I, you know, like I got a flat tire. What the heck? I could cuss and, you know, curse the world.
Don't forget, kick the tire.
Yeah, kick the tire. But you just, you know, trust the process and you do what needs to be done. Don't stand there helplessly.
Right. Yeah. Call me up.
take responsibility. It's like, Rand, where's the Jack? Jack?
Yeah. Hit the road, Jack. Get up here, Jack.
Thank you. Sure. And so with that being said, you know, you do the right thing again, the guiding process.
Right.
And then you just say, okay.
Or yeah.
You can be attached to it, cling it, cling on to it and suffer because that's what it is.
Right.
Or you can flip it.
Yeah.
Flip and it. Say, okay.
Yeah. Well,
great time to go and shop for new tires.
My favorite thing is like, what? This is all?
Exactly.
You know, I go back to Lieutenant Dan.
I go, is this it?
Right.
Boy, I'm lucky. Thank you.
Lieutenant Dan. What he's on with Forrest Gump on top of the boat, the hurricane in the Gulf, right? Mm-hmm. And he's up there waving his arms. He says, this is all you got.
Give it to me.
right.
So again, you know, you really have to come from that place of that knowingness. And it takes the experience to have that knowingness sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so with
The noise, it's identifying the happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I think people can be happy but not know it.
Well, happiness produces feelings. And the feelings is a very, very good feeling, right? And so that feeling is emitted. And it's coming, and that feeling is an expression of the thoughts. And so if you are happy, your thoughts are good, you're emitting those feelings, the energy is out there, right? And it's a it's definitely something that conjures up again, going back into self, right? That gratefulness and that gratitude, because that's happiness.
And this is the practice for your spirit. You know, these practices of the rituals that you mentioned, you know, loving the rituals. I'll tell you, the Catholic ritual, you know, is so beautiful, you know, that into the, you know, the house of our Father. It's so beautiful to experience these. Mm-hmm. Your prayer, or your chanting, the singing the hymns, you know, uplifting yourself. You know, one of the greatest singing hymns I've ever heard is it in Song Rhoda, a Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget being early in the morning. I think they had like a daybreak, you know, maybe like a 6 o'clock mass, you know, before they have like the 9 o'clock.
Before the roosters get up.
Yeah, and we would sleep right across from the church in that roundhouse. And there was a woman, and in the ancestral thought of a piercing voice, right? That would emit from the church, you know, within this, and how many many mornings I woke up to this piercing, because it's daily mass,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Experience and thinking about where you are in the world and perspective.
Right, coming from Florida or Illinois.
Yeah, or here we are in Rhoda.
And then you're smack in Rhoda.
Yeah, yeah. And then thinking,
this is picturesque scenery with these hymns. Exactly.
Right? You know, so, and tomorrow.
Yeah. these hymns echoing through the tropical. Yeah. You know, morning
waves on
air,
one side,
and soft waves rolling into the reef. And,
there you are.
As the sun is rising.
Yes,
right?
And so in this aspect, you think about it, and then you find where you are. In fact, singing the hymn, you know, you're singing it along, right? And any kind of devotional effort that invigorates your love, your willpower, and surrendering in faith.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a lot of spiritual practices that come out of India, right? And they have a banjan table, which is they put the picture of their guru and offerings and things like that, and they actually do kirtan, which they do this beautiful, you know, dance in honor of their
emotion
as well as a chant.
Well, when I learned in Aikido, when you do the correct motion, you get a real
correct.
Refreshing emotion emerges.
And the practice that I do is in kirtan is that we sway left to right, but every time we sway to the right, we put our toes to the ground, and then vice versa, right? And so that's supposed to be like a real strong, direct.
And this is from India.
Yeah. And then also honoring our guru by saying Babanam, singing Babanam Kevalam.
And that mantra, and this is interesting because
and in Sanskrit, that's also, you know, the ancient language writing, and that's pretty powerful energy in its own, from what I understand.
It's interesting in the when what you're chanting is probably no doubt the higher consciousness's name of that individual. You know, like we all know, you know, if anybody becomes a monk or priest or a Carmelite nun or any nun, you get a new name.
Yeah.
You know, that new name now is the higher consciousness having the embodiment of Jane Cruz. Saint Anne, Saint Anne the nun, or Anne taking the word from the Saint Anne, where before she was Jane Cruz, and so Jane Cruz is her vehicle, but now she's Anne, and so in truly communicating with her, you would address Anne,
correct?
You know, and this is interesting in the aspect of what I found out with a. It was in India. No, I'm sorry. It was in Egypt, and Hasser, or was in Saudi Arabia, one of the countries, and the whole country was yelling his name. It was like they had a unified chant, you know, where they're calling his name.
Nice.
But the thing of it is,
powerful.
That wasn't his name. His name was like his confirmation name, his real name.
Yeah.
So what they explained in the spiritualness of this, that this didn't affect his ascension by being called the name of his body, because his real name was this, which was his higher consciousness. Like if you wanted to get a hold of me after I died, you'd want to talk to John.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want to talk to Rand, because Rand's, you know, burn up, right? But John, and so this you think about with Catholicism, you want to communicate with somebody who's passed, which, you know, here or there, but you want, you know, let them go into that aspect, but it would be through a confirmation name.
Yeah.
You know, that you would be talking to their higher consciousness. If not, you wouldn't have any connection. So this is an interesting thing when you think about your higher, you know, you're not really dying, you're just reborning. There's a picture of I was on Facebook, I guess, this guy, he was holding three signs. And the three signs, one was a really kind of crazy looking lady, and the other one was kind of a chubby kind of looking guy, and the other one was a pig. And the guy's looking at a guy across the counter, and he's going, "Yes, reincarnation is real. Now hurry up, pick one."
Those are the three he picks from.
Either the
old kind of raggedy looking woman, or the old chumpy kind of fat guy, and then the pig. which one?
Oh, man.
And then the rush, hurry up. Yes, reincarnation is real. Now pick one.
Oh my God.
Right. So this is again these lessons, you know, of where we are into these choices. So when you think about this, what we were talking before, you know, the surrendering and faith. You know, I tell you, when you go sailing at nighttime, you've surrendered to the faith of being blessed with Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, that whole different scene, you know, where, you know, the horizon doesn't really, you know, it's hard to differentiate from the sky. You know, it depends on how you're going, but it's an interesting thing to, you know, to give that surrendering, you know, and these kind of adventures. But let's do this. Let's take our quick break, and then we'll be right back with some more Edge of Heaven.
I don't know if I got that peach. Oh, I get this one.
The food we eat, the lifestyle we live, and chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte Intimooning or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355. School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Asmuja offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Asmuja to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school that can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to Asmuja to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. Asmuja is located in Nagano, next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276. The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jeff's Pirates Cove, located in Nipan Talafofo on Route 4, right on a beautiful windward beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jeff's famous Chamorro Fiesta Plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jeff's Pirates Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure, Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't forget, start out with that breakfast, Jose's Mexican omelet. Unbelievable. Jump over to Jose's Taco Tuesdays. You'll be in for a big treat. And then, of course, Fridays today. Get that fish and shrimp combo, whole parrot fish. Unbelievable. And don't forget about Jeff's Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite, Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jeff's Pirates Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646. We'll see you there. You know, the strengthening willpower, Jenny, I think that's one of the things that we always, you know, deal with as to how we look at things around us and how we're advancing our own spiritual evolution and maturation. And, you know, there's always these aspects of, you know, you're in meditation and you think, well, you know, I'll just cut it 15 minutes short today because I'm going to go cook breakfast or oh, you know, maybe I'm going to just sleep in today because I really need my rest or all these kind of things in this self-discipline realm. And self-control is like a muscle that you strengthen through meeting challenges with your willpower. You know, in higher consciousness, we see things for what they are. You gain more self-control in one area, also gives you the strength to free yourself from other harmful habits you may wish to drop in the future. So if you suppose you're considering ending your meditation early to have some breakfast, you're sitting quietly, repeating your mantra, watching your breath, watching your thoughts, and quieting your mind, and suddenly there appears an image of an egg with toast and a piping hot cup of tea. Yum. You try to push the image aside, but you can almost smell it as your mind is drawn into an imagined tantalizing odors and imagined flavors and textures. At this point, you may think, well, I'm not exactly focused on meditation right now. Now, anyway, may as well end it early and get it on with my day. That part of the game is where your mind makes excuses to convince you to fulfill your immediate desires. This relates into that aspect of when Freud talks about the id part of your personality. Mm-hmm. Now, the important thing to notice is that point where your will meets the pull of the desired object. Your will is saying, hey, I made a commitment to myself to meditate for half an hour every morning, and I'm going to do it. But the eggs are saying, come here, you're getting sleepy. This is an uncomfortable but magical moment in which you can use your willpower and intention to create a new pattern and strengthen your resolve. In the midst of your inner struggle, there comes a time when you may be just about to give in. In that moment, you can take control, using the force of your will to say no to the desire. You can stay focused in your commitment to meditate for the full half hour. This is just like exercising your muscles or your mind. Every time you conquer the pull of your senses, you become more in charge. And that, in my aspect with my exercises, you know, what am I going to do? Am I going to do leg lifts and off the chair, or am I going to do push-ups and sit-ups? You know, or am I just going to do one of them into that aspect? You know, and I've thought so many times. Okay, so Mondays I should do something. Tuesdays I should do something. Wednesday I should do something. You know, in that time frame. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, I almost see myself in the shower. And I didn't do any of it, right? And so that realm, when you have that awakening,
because your body needs some more sleep, or
I'm taking a shower. Oh. You know, I just skipped it. Yeah, I just skipped it. You know, I mean, all of a sudden, oh no, I'm showering. Mm-hmm. You know, because I want to exercise, mm-hmm. and then after that, shower. But when this happens, the difference I think for me is I realize it. Mm-hmm. I realize what happened. Mm-hmm. And that's a big step. I think that's what they're saying here into that aspect. Once you see that these things are going on, what skills are you going to use to keep that rigid, you know, that rigid rule that you have, that you're going to do a half an hour of meditating, or that you're going to do a good 20 minutes of hard exercise?
We wouldn't call it a practice, a spiritual practice, if we don't put it into practice, right? So we put it into practice.
Right.
And by putting it into practice, we have these rituals that go along with it that helps us to be on that path.
And the difference is the degree of happiness. Mm-hmm. Not doing them, you're still happy, mm-hmm. but doing them, you've gone up a degree of happiness, mm-hmm. because you've accomplished this this ritual or something that you feel is important.
Yeah, right.
And it's so noticeable. It's so noticeable because you know when you're doing this that your higher consciousness is elevating because of it. You know, and you're preparing your vehicle for three extra days of life, or you know, combating high blood, or getting rid of excess weight, or whatever, that because of these exercises that you're doing. And the meditative part, of course, is the joy of communion. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's what meditation. You know, you contemplate, and then you meditate, and then you have communion. Mm-hmm. And we know that that's what it leads to. Communion is so beautiful, mm-hmm. and that ends. So, can we do the last 30 seconds from the kiss from Sade? We got something we want to do in our happiness, folks. The greatest, happiest thing you can probably do is kiss. Seems to work for me.
So try it.
It's there, right? You got that 30 second tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock is how it goes. Sade is so beautiful. There, I think
classic.
We got our 20 second shot here, 19 seconds. There we go. We got a little bit of time. So I love you, Jenny.
Love
here we
you
are
too,
in
Randy.
on our little moment of happiness that we want to share with our listening audience. And it's something that you can do. Just love as many people as you can. Love, love, love. Guaita, 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 guaita.
Something heavenly led me to you. Look at the sky.
News Talk K57 is 570 AM KGUM, Hagatnya, Guam.
Food we eat, the lifestyle we live, and chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte in Timonium or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355. Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Asmuja offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Asmuja to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school. They can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to Asmuja to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. Asmujao is located in Nagaña, next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276. The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jeff's Pirates Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4 right on a beautiful windward beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jeff's famous Chamorro Fiesta plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jeff's Pirates Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Start out unbelievable Jose's Mexican omelet for breakfast. Jump over to Jose's Taco Tuesdays. There you go. And don't forget, Fridays, today, shrimp scampi, deep-fried calamari rings, fish and shrimp combo, and my very favorite, whole parrotfish. Then on, let's think about what else Jeff has his Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite, Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jeff's Pirates Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646. We'll see you there. It's a quiet moonlit night, and you're standing on a beautiful white sandy beach. The sand, still warm under your feet from the sun's rays of the day. A gentle breeze is blowing through the palm trees, and it softly caresses your face and body. The moon is full, and the shimmering pale white moonlight showers you with its powerful moon energy as moonbeams dance upon the ebony water surrounding you. As you walk along the beach, with the waves gently kissing your feet and the ocean singing to you, you look to the heavens and you see the most wondrous, brilliant star. As you gaze upon this twinkling star, you see it fall suddenly into the water, and in a flash of light, a beautiful, perfect dolphin emerges from that very spot. And in an instant, your heart and mind know that this magical being came to you from the heavens above. The dolphin calls to your language, not of words, but of the heart. It is an easy, joyous communication, welcoming you to approach and enter the water. Excitingly, you do so, finding the water warm and soothing. As you greet one another and you look into the dolphin's eyes, you see the universe itself reflected there. You feel at peace and loved. It is a union and a reunion. You remember, and you're connected. Such joy and love you have for your new friend and guide. You take hold of the dolphin's fin, and she gently swims with you. You feel totally safe and protected as you both now go beneath the surface of the water, deeper and deeper and deeper. How beautiful this underwater world is. You could stay here forever, surrounded by colored fish, coral, sea, plant life of every description, and in the distance you see a crystal cave, just for you. You and your guide effortlessly glide toward this cave, so inviting. And as you enter the cave, you find it has many, many rooms of many colors. Red, orange, purple, green, blue, yellow, each is healing. And you choose the color you need, or you may choose to visit each room. You're like a sponge, absorbing the vibration, the energy of all the beautiful colors. You may stay here as long as you wish. And when you're ready to leave, you see that your dolphin friend has been patiently waiting for you, and she now accompanies you to the surface. You float silently upward and upward and upward and emerge from the water healed and whole. You bid farewell to each other, thanking this magnificent celestial being for her love and energy and for this healing journey. And in your heart, you know that she will always, always be with you. Welcome. Metaphysics, Edge of Heaven. Every Friday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Metaphysics, interestingly enough, is that area of philosophy which concerns itself with the nature and structure of reality, dealing with such questions as, are the objects we perceive real or an illusion? Does the external world exist apart from our consciousness of it? Is reality ultimately reducible to a single underlying substance? And if so, is it essentially spiritual or material? Is the universe intelligible and orderly or incomprehensible and chaotic? Well, one of the things I think that emerges pretty quickly in our life is the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness is definitely a big part of everybody's life. Things emerge in our lives. We have our positive, blissful days, and then, of course, we have our negative, painful days, kind of like evening things out in this world of polarity. Now, happiness is something that we have a right to pursue our own happiness. This is a very well-established, concreted reality here, this right to pursue our happiness. Now, what makes you happy? Think about it. What really makes you happy? What makes you laugh? What makes you feel that exhilarating feeling of being overcome? I enjoy sometimes going around to different locations, and I'll see a group of people, and I'll approach them and tell them a joke. It's a joy. I got some pretty good jokes that can be very culturally, I think, pleasing to a group, a very stress releasing type activities, and seeing authentic laughter from telling the joke. That's a joy, I think, to be able to help people in their pursuit of happiness by being able to tell a good joke. The one that I like to tell is the very clear one. First, I kind of talk about Rosa Gumatauta Rios. Do you know who Rosa Gumatauta Rios is? Have you ever Rosa Gumatauta Rios on anything? You ever
I'm
hear
not
of her?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have any currency with you?
I do. Oh, wait. I was like, why does this name sound familiar? Oh, my gosh. Anybody listening who I'm related to, do not get mad at me. This is my auntie.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Jonna. Okay, so your auntie. Okay, now I know Guam auntie can mean, you know, like the neighbor five houses down. Okay, so how's the auntie?
My grandmother's last maiden name is Gumatautau.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So is she related to your grandmother?
She is. Yes.
Is she a sister?
Or a cousin? I think that she is a niece of my grandmother. I think either my auntie or a cousin. I'm not sure. Okay. Somebody's gonna be listening, and they're gonna get mad at me. Watch.
No, they're not gonna get mad at you because this is important. So Rosa Gumatautau Rios. So that's what I do. I pull out a bill, mm-hmm. and Rosa Gumatautau, Treasurer of the United yes. States during Obama's terms,
yes.
and she is all over the money.
Yes.
Big time.
I remember this because our family got one of the first prints, we each have one, like,
oh,
in
wow.
the case.
Lucky you.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay. No, I'm in so much trouble.
No, you're not in trouble. Why did you quit saying that? Don't say that. Okay, so Gumatautau, House of the People, is on the money. Okay, so this is a pretty heavy-duty chamorro reality, because Gumatauta's chamorro, okay? Okay, now here's the joke. The Pope, the President, and I use the name Jose Grito. No disrespect to Jose Grito, of all the Jose Gritos, but I use it as a chamorro name. So the Pope, the President, and Jose Grito all died on the same day. So they're in heaven. So the Pope explains, I'm going in. I am the shepherd to the flock. The President goes, I'm going in. I control the most powerful country in the world. And then, of course, Jose Grito goes, I don't know. I don't know. Very humbly with his head bowed. So St. Peter comes out through the gate, and St. Peter goes, you come here. And the Pope takes a step. And he goes, no, 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 not you. You come here. And the President takes a step. And he goes, no, 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 not you. You come here. And Jose Grito very humbly follows St. Peter through the gate. The gate closes, and St. Peter goes, half a par? Yeah. Okay, now you got to laugh on the air. No, yes. You got to, because see what we're doing? We're perpetuating happiness. And laughter is one of the, what would you call it?
Greatest medicines.
Yeah, and it gives, laughter is the cure-all. You know, they're saying, you know, people who are like really, really sick or something, and they're bedridden, watch comedies. and watch as many comedies as you can, because laughter, I guess endorphins or stuff starts going, and, and you get exhilarated, and you kind of be able to combat any kind of a crisis with this laughter. But isn't that a great joke?
It is.
I'll tell you, my greatest time, my greatest audience was when customs and quarantine at the port, and they were going through that cigarette scam thing where their taxes or cigarettes were coming out or something crazy, right?
Yes.
So there was a group, it looked like over 10 officers in an office at the port. So I stuck my head in, I go, you guys want to hear a joke? You know, it's Hollyboy, right? And they look at all, they're all looking at the lieutenant, and the lieutenant kind of gruffly goes, oh yeah, go ahead. Okay. So I tell this joke, and I'll tell you, Jonah, these guys cracked up. You have never seen more of a stress. It's the best audience I've ever had. The stress release through the roof, so no matter what's going on, it's okay.
Because
Hafapar.
We need that in our lives.
Yeah. No, it's great. So these are things, you know, I'll see a group of gentlemen, you know, kind of, you know, you kind of know them a little bit by face, right? You know, but I'll approach them at a grocery store or anywhere, you know, two or three guys standing together, and I'll tell them this joke. And it's so exhilarating for me personally, because I see this laughter emerge, right? You know, whoever knows what they're talking about, they could be talking about some crazy stuff, right? But it's something that you bring that chamarrowness, you know, to the forefront. And if you want to, you know, prelude with Guma Tao Tao, being on the money, hello. So if the house, the people is on the money, we got to be running heaven too, right? You know, this is part of this perpetualness of the phenomenon of the Mariana Islands, because it's so powerful. You know, what we've been able to do. The latest, Kobe, the breakdancer. Kobe Gill?
Yes.
Yeah, this guy. 1,400 virtual contestants.
Yes.
And he won.
Yeah.
This guy won. I mean, and he's our local, you know.
He was representing for Guam.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And so this seems to be the trick, is no matter what your ethnicity is, no matter what it is, if you're representing the Mariana Islands on the world stage somewhere, don't be surprised if you don't kick butt, because we do, you know, every day almost.
Absolutely.
You see these long list, and these are kind of the bullets of things that, you know, we're really, we want to get Governor Gutierrez to get behind this phenomenon of the Marianas, because what we believe, if he takes this phenomenon of the Marianas documentary to these locations, Taiwan, Hong Kong or China, Japan, Taiwan, and he shows why people should come here.
Mm-hmm.
And they should come here because this is where the humans teach humans how to be human.
Oh, that is so true.
And the hospitality.
Yes.
There's no place in the world like this place. And if you did this with these bullets, you know, beating China in rugby, beating India in soccer, our ROTC kids, you know, beating everybody in California, and ROTC, Okadu flew to Daytona Beach, Florida, number one in the nation. You got our culinary team with Mr. Duenas, beat everybody in the United States. Our hospitality, we sent six kids from JFK. Claudette took him to the big engineering competition. They beat everybody on the U.S. plus international. They got each $50,000 Emory Riddle scholarships. You know, we sent a contemporary and traditional hula team to Hawaii in their festival. We won. That's their DNA. That's crazy. And you see what our little league can do. You see what our basketball teams can do. You see what our taekwondos. And then, of course, there's our dancers going to Europe. The skip kids going to Europe and beating everybody in Europe, including Russia.
Yes.
Unbelievable, because the variety of what was offered. I met Pauly. I know we mentioned this. I met Pauly in Orlando.
For his daughters.
Yeah. I was there. And you know, he had a Guam hat on, you know, and I with my granddaughter, you know.
That is awesome.
From them, like, hey, man. He looks at first thing he says, who's doing your show? I said, well, they're doing repeats.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But see, this fun thing. Now, see, now this is what, You think about what Disney puts out or what Universal puts out, yes, or what these theme parks, putting out things that make people happy, mm-hmm, that make people laugh. It's movies, you know, what this great world of entertainment, what we can do within ourselves. Now, one of the big things that is always stated is nobody can make you happy. Mm-hmm. You have to have that within yourself.
Yes.
And this is something that you have to nurture. This is something that there has to be a part of you in that happiness as to how you see things around you in your life. And that's why we're always constantly referring to our higher consciousnesses, because your higher consciousness is going to rise above all of this yin and yang, good and bad, and see everything for what it is and be happy about everything happening. Uh-huh. You know, and it's tough. It's if you can see something happening that is something that's unpleasant, that you don't like to have in your life, but it's there because of the pleasantries you had in your life.
Yes.
That this is something, you see it for what it is, and you go, oh, wow, now I see what that is.
That is my biggest struggle.
Well, that's see, in your higher consciousness. Now, we talked about your saint, right? We gave you your higher consciousness name?
I don't think
so. Okay, think of, what would you like to name your higher consciousness?
Hmm.
Oh, Jhana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to make it Saint Jhana?
Okay.
Okay, or, you know, so there we have Saint Jhana as your higher consciousness.
Okay.
And mine's John, mm-hmm, and Jenny's is Funa. So.
Oh, that is such a good one.
so John, Funa, and Saint Jhana live forever. Mm-hmm. We have all the knowledge of the universe. We live in truth. There's no gender. We're all equal. We're completely surrounded by unconditional love, and there's no judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. Can you tell me the name of the mother of your great-grandmother on your mother's side of the family? The mother of your great-grandmother.
I cannot.
In 4 or 5 generations, nobody's going to know who you are.
I remember this.
Remember
yes,
this?
Yes.
Okay, so this is important because it's for you to realize that this is just a vehicle.
Yes.
And 4 or 5 generations, nobody's going to know who you are, yes, anything about you, anything you've never done. Okay, so that in that aspect. But then the third one is St. Jhana and John and Funa ascend with everything that happens to Jhana, to Rand, and to Jenny. And good or bad, it's an ascension. So when you're in that space, now that's where we come in with Mariano. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on with Mariano when he calls in?
I'm not, I think so.
Mariano always refers to himself in the third person.
Yes, I remember.
Mariano goes to Costilas.
Yes.
Mariano had a really good dinner with, yes, his daughter.
Yes.
So this, when Mariano does this, he's in higher consciousness,
mm-hmm,
and he's relating. So let's say I would use like Rand went to Kmart and bought some dog food.
Mm-hmm.
Rand went to Stumbo Elementary and spent the morning and the afternoon with his 4-year-old students.
Mm-hmm.
So it's referring to this, but speaking from higher consciousness. So I call it the Mariano effect.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yeah,
we talked about this,
yes,
right? Okay, so this is something that you can think about to hold on to this happiness. You know, I used to teach emotionally disturbed kids. And for 5 years, I taught emotionally disturbed kids. And what we would do, we would create a moment. What we would do, we would take, the students would, we would have them, we would do a visualization. And in that visualization, they would help somebody in that visualization,
mm-hmm,
set up a scenario, you know, that you know, was just a soliloquy. And then upon the finish of the soliloquy, they would draw a picture of what it is that who they helped and how they helped them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would put them on a video and they would see themselves presenting this on a video. And then after they presented it on the video, we would play it back to them on the TV. And when we would play it back to them on the TV, then they would go, wow. I mean, it was really a moment for them about how good they felt about themselves.
Wow.
And we'd say, okay, hold on to this moment. Don't let it go away. Don't let anything be powerful enough to change this moment. Creating moments and then making sure within that moment, you hold, it's not a memory. It's not a memory in that aspect. It's something you're carrying with you all the time upon the evident of it. It's something that's with you at all times. It's not a past. It's not a present. It's current. I mean, it's not a past. It's not a future. It's something that's presently within you that you hold on to.
Wow.
You know, it's like an ally, mm-hmm. a certain event. So once you have that, then when things happen to you, you don't let any of those things be powerful enough to take it away. And then, of course, your mantra, we always talk about our mantras, yes. and being the guides, the guides, the guides, the love, 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 to continually to hold that space in that higher consciousness. So this is something that's always the response as opposed to the human reaction, because so many times we have things that we go through in our lives that where we have a human reaction to it, when in reality, if we would have looked at it from our higher consciousness, we would have had a response. You know, that's like a response. Instead of human reaction, the response would be, you know, don't hurt them, Father, because they don't know what they're doing, as the guys on the cross,
yes.
right? You know, those are all responses from the higher consciousness. So all we see that whatever that example of any of these guys who are our prophets, I know the Baha'i guy, he was hanging in a dungeon, and in that dungeon, he was in a situation where he had his revelation while he was in the dungeon about that he was in contacted, you know, with his higher consciousness, and of course, the feeling, you know, as being a messenger through that revelation. So these are all things that you and yourself can, in this pursuit of happiness that we're talking about, in this pursuit of happiness, learn a real good joke. Learn something that you know that you want to hold on to, and you can experience the great exhilaration of seeing somebody else laugh and have happiness because of something you said or did. It's very very powerful in that joy of sharing you know, sharing our happiness, being able to do those kind of things. It's something that always remember that when you assist people in their revelations and their awakening, you of course rise in higher consciousness also. It's this direct effect of who we are, and of course what we experience in our own lives is something that you always have to keep in a perspective. You always have to see it in the joy of responding as a higher consciousness. It's hard. It's not easy. But it's getting easier for everybody because of this ascension. The whole planet's going through it. Everybody's going through it. And just remember, the most important thing is don't get into fear. Don't fear China. Don't fear these things. Embrace them. Let them be our brothers. Let them be our sisters. Let this all be what it is. Never set a thought of fear, because fear is the strongest force that controls people. And we want to rise above that, of course. Now we're going to run in the KGM, and we're pounding out the CBS News, and we'll be right back.
KGUM AM Hagatya Guam is News Talk K57.